This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
These idiots on Sunday shows going, well, yeah, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more.
It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid.
Well, there's a lot to debate within that Joe Scarborough soundbite, isn't there? Every day is an IQ test, Joe, and once again, you've come up short. Ask your semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife. Think she floats pretty well? Probably floating reasonably well. Happy Monday to you and welcome. Welcome back to the madness. That is politics in America. President Trump has responded to all of the madness. And the Democrat Party has seized on this moment. And they're going to turn it into January 6th. Because as their boy, Joseph Goebbels of the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany said, a lie told once remains a lie. A lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. And that's the Democrat Party's approach to everything. They lie and they lie and they lie. You know, remember Russian collusion. That went on forever and ever. They had Adam Schiffless. Schiffless was out there yesterday. He's running for the Senate now. Because when you lie that much, the Democrats look to promote you. See if they can jack you up a little bit. Amazing stuff. Bloodbath, he said. Yeah, the Chinese making electric cars, going to build factories in Mexico. Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to mandate electric cars. It's going to be a huge win for communist China, and it will wipe out our auto industry in the United States. And President Trump said, if we allow the Biden Democrats to do what they've promised or threatened to do, it would be a bloodbath for the American auto industry. It's quite obvious what he was talking about, but they saw the word bloodbath. And now every headline has the word bloodbath in quotation marks, and they don't care about context. They're not truth seekers or truth tellers by any stretch of the imagination. But Trump slams Democrats over reaction to bloodbath remarks is the very latest on the topic. And Brett Samuels at The Hill has the story, because former President Trump slammed Democrats on Monday, that's today, for their interpretation of his weekend comments in which he warned there would be a, quote, bloodbath. And here they split it up into two words. And that's the only thing in quotation marks. And I've been saying for a great many years, anytime you see the news media take one word and put it in quotation marks, or a fraction of a sentence and put it in quotation marks, it's a pretty good bet that you're being deceived, you're being misled. Why would one word be in quotation marks? And then they take bloodbath and split it into two words here at The Hill. So the President Trump said the fake news media and their Democrat partners and the destruction of our nation pretended to be shocked at my use of the word bloodbath, even though they fully understood that I was simply referring to imports allowed by crooked Joe Biden, which are killing the automobile industry, Trump wrote on Truth Social this morning. The United Auto Workers, but not their leadership, fully understand what I mean, Trump said. With the electric car mandate being pushed by Biden, there soon won't be any cars made in the USA unless I'm elected president, in which case auto manufacturing will thrive like never before, President Trump said on Truth Social. But this is the idiot state of American politics as dictated by the dictators on the left. Trump held a rally in Ohio on Saturday in which he warned he would retaliate against China if it was attempting to sell their electric cars in the United States. He said, "No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line." He's talking about China building plants in Mexico because China's goal is to kill the American auto industry, to kill our steel industry, to kill our healthcare industry, and to kill as many Americans as possible because commies murder people by the tens of millions, and they've been doing that very effectively since 1917. They're coming for the United States in the 21st century. The Wuhan Red Death allegedly killed more than 1 million Americans, just Americans. The Wu, from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Speaking of which, there's an important First Amendment case going to the Supreme Court, and I will have an update for you on that, about the Democrats stifling free speech in America, trampling free speech in America, crushing free speech, particularly along the lines, oh, you can't say anything bad about China. They gave the Biden family millions of dollars. You can't talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You can't talk about how masks don't work. You can't share the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop because they're basically fascists. And it's interesting. I have good stuff for you on that today as well. Womp, womp, womp. So the Democrats, that's their thing. And they're all over this. They're all over this. President Trump came out and explained what was obviously true at the time, but the news media lies if they're talking. They lie if they're typing. And in fact, most of them are lying if they're sitting there silently in an empty room by themselves. They're thinking lies. Womp, womp, womp. Now, Joe Biden, who is very severely mentally impaired, he's got a Twitter account. He should be canceled. He shouldn't be allowed to have an X account. The bloodbath portion of his comment, which was one word, and this is the old, it's not a portion of his comment, it's one word. The bloodbath portion of his comment quickly went viral with Democrats and Trump critics, but they repeat themselves, arguing it was a clear call for violence in the event he loses November's election against President Biden. It's kind of funny. I was down on Pennsylvania Avenue for President Trump's inauguration day in 2017, and the violence was all around us from the Democrats. It was a bloodbath. There were middle-aged couples going to inaugural balls the night before that were violently attacked on 14th Street by the press club and where there were events being held. There was a limousine burning behind me and my best girl just off the parade route as storefronts were being attacked and smashed by Democrat violent mobs. I was there for that. It was interesting. Joe Biden, whose brain is completely broken, he's got an X account, and he wrote a tweet. It's clear this guy wants another January 6th. I remember my best girl and I were down at Lafayette Park when the Democrats were burning St. John's Church when they forced the evacuation of the president and the first family to the underground bunker at the White House. They burned the only building in Lafayette Park, and they injured 180 police officers. We were down there. We were down there that day. That went on for 3 days, May and June of 2020, the violent Democrat rabble, the criminals. And Joe Biden says, it's clear this guy wants another January 6th, where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer for allegedly trespassing after serving 12 years in the United States Air Force. Ashley Babbitt was her name. Say her name. Joe Biden would mangle it. Joe Biden continued in his tweet, it's clear they want another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another resounding electoral defeat in November. Another one, huh? So are you going to have a record number of voters come out again when you stay in the basement? How about a debate, Joe? Come out and have a presidential debate. So that's what's going on with this thing. Man, oh man. Now let's go to soundbite number 5. A radical left-wing extremist, a communist, anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-baby, anti-American. I said anti-American twice, but she deserves it. Her name is Susan Glasser. And she was on the television over the weekend ranting about that terrible Donald Trump. I don't think she voted for him. I think she's probably not a Trump voter. And she lives in New York, where I hope she rides the subway. I hope she rides the subway because she deserved the New York City subway. New York is the Port-au-Prince of America. I know that because the mayor of New York told me that. It's the Port-au-Prince of America. And Port-au-Prince, Haiti, is the New York City of Haiti. That's great. Radical left-wing extremist Susan Glasser.
Donald Trump, it seems to me, it's very hard. 8 years into this, we still struggle with how to cover him as journalists. But in a way, the unhinged, rambling rants that you see from the former president of the United States are baked in. And I think, in a way, we are all desensitized and inured to the extraordinary, remarkable, and very, at times, un-American and threatening things that the former president is saying. I'm not saying it's easy to understand how to cover it, but I think we have to cover it. When the former president, who's already incited violence among his followers,
he has?
Says that there's
when?
Going to be a
peacefully and patriotically
after the election, if he does not win. He is telling us what he is going to do.
They're all extremely mentally impaired. Now, maybe she just didn't listen to the sentence. Let's play what Donald Trump said again, because it's only a few seconds. And if she had listened to this, and if she had a functional brain, then she would not be able to intellectually, big word for her, I think, justify saying what she just said. And I'm sorry, ramblings? Have you seen Joe Biden try to speak? He's completely incoherent. He was drugged up, doped up for the State of the Union, and he sounded like a homeless man in a Metro bus enclosure with a shopping cart full of winter coats. But what President Trump actually said.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now.
Oh, the
now,
violence.
And you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Yeah, there it is. So naturally, Susan Glasser at The New Yorker. Oh, this is so frightening. He's going to save the American auto industry from an economic bloodbath, which is obviously what he said. But never mind that, because they're going to go with the Civil War headline here. They're going to fire on Fort Sumter pretty darn soon. And then let's go to soundbite number 7, because we played the one on 7. Let's play number 6 because just amazing. The MSNBC people, the RNC Republican National Committee just got new leadership, and they replaced about 50 people who had been working there and not getting the job done according to the new leadership, including a bunch of anti-Trumpers. And you know, it's a bloodbath everywhere you go. It's a term in common usage.
In a move that could haunt the GOP, Donald Trump's allies have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee.
Mass layoffs.
It comes just days after Trump's allies, including his daughter-in-law, took command of the RNC.
Command.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath and a, quote, mob-like takeover, with more than 60 officials, including senior staff members, laid off or asked to resign.
Shall I go down the list of media organizations that have just gone through bloodbaths? And let's play the first part of number 7, because they love the word bloodbath. They use it all the time, the left-wing media radicals.
Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
It's a bloodbath.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Oh, it's a bloodbath.
Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf.
On her home turf, it's a bloodbath.
On the way down, Donald Trump. Bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath.
Predicted
can't
to be
a
bloodbath.
Bloodbath
may not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath. They use the word bloodbath all the time, but obviously talking about the auto industry. The news media is the most corrupt institution in America. And, you know, the second American Civil War might be called the cable news Civil War or the media Civil War, because These people are extremely unwell. They're profoundly dishonest people. And there are a great many of them. And I've got a lot more for you on this, too. And your calls, of course. You know, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here, and you get 50% off the entire website, Omaha Steaks. Mouth-watering favorites. Stock up on them today. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com to shop the semi-annual sale. And you get to load up on all your delicious favorites. You know, the beautiful, wonderful flavors that you crave at half the price. And when you use the promo code PLANT, that's my last name, at checkout, you're going to get another $30 off your order. So you save huge on tender, juicy steaks, filet mignons, bacon wrap, beautiful stuff, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com to shop the semi-annual sale today. Don't forget to use the promo code PLANT, P-L-A-N-T-E, at checkout and save another $30 off your order. Hurry, because this isn't going to last forever. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. The promo code is PLANT at checkout. A minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for all the details. Yeah, our media. The First Amendment is brilliant. The left is a tumor. It's a tumor. It's not a tumor. It is a tumor. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Bloomberg News has a remarkable story about an FBI employee who was shocked, I tell you, to learn that Mar-a-Lago was being raided one day, and the emails just surfaced. Huh. Wait till you hear this. In the meantime, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Gregory, calling from Thurmont, Maryland. Gregory, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I only have one comment. I finally figured out what the primary difference between the two political parties are.
What is it?
The Republicans have supporters, and the Democrats have accomplices.
Well, that's all I got. Well, I tell you, it's true. The Democrat Party, again, I grew up in a Democrat Party household. I don't recognize the Democrat Party today. It's an un-American party. It's an anti-American party. It's an anti-capitalist party. It's a violent party. It is an incredibly dishonest party. And boy, they've sunk their teeth into everyone. It's an anti-Israel party. It's a pro-war party. Remember the days, Gregory, when there were no wars? It was under Donald Trump not too long ago. But it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does. Can I tell you about my Trump hat?
Yes, you can. Oh. Yeah.
So I wear my Trump hat when I go shopping here where I live.
Uh-huh.
To see the reaction of people.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to believe who likes the hat. But anyways, they come up and they say, I like your hat. And I say, well, I don't like the guy. He's so mean to China, Iran, Russia. He's a mean guy. And his tweets. I said, but I have to vote for the guy. Why? She said, $2 gas, no inflation, no wars, and no invasion. And I could go on and on and on. I said, why do you vote for him? Why do you like him? The price of the food's outrageous.
Yeah, well, that's a fact. Every place should go. So the media uses the word bloodbath all the time. Got a 2.5 minute long montage of the media talking about everything being a bloodbath. And RNC cleans house. It's a bloodbath. No, it's not. Chicago's a bloodbath. Washington, D.C. is a bloodbath. Baltimore, bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And, you know, the news media never talks about Washington, D.C. or Chicago as being a bloodbath, do they? Also, Jasmine came in, our wonderful Jasmine. You'll speak to Jasmine if you call in today. Jasmine came in. We're at 888-630-9625. And Jasmine came and said, you know, Merriam-Webster's, where it's a dictionary. Democrats are unfamiliar. Merriam-Webster, they have the word bloodbath, a single word, not two words like on the Hill today. The word bloodbath is defined by Merriam-Webster as, one, it has multiple definitions. One, a great slaughter. One, a great slaughter. Two, a notably fierce, violent, or destructive contest or struggle. And then it gives an example. The campaign has become a bloodbath. So they immediately put it into a political context, presumably not a military campaign, but the campaign has become a bloodbath. The media uses the term thusly quite frequently. And then B, a major economic disaster. And their example is a market bloodbath, a market bloodbath. And President Trump was talking about this being an economic disaster for the American auto industry if we follow Joe Biden and the Democrats, allow China to make electric cars south of our border in Mexico, giving the jobs to Mexico, and then importing them here without tariffs, demolishing the American auto industry, which China has as a stated goal. But never mind all that, because, you know, Democrats. Just amazing stuff, amazing. Now, I mentioned this before we get back to these other wonderful things. There is a story that popped over the weekend from the Bloomberg people, the people at Bloomberg. And the headline is, after Mar-a-Lago search, FBI agent wondered, quote, am I dreaming, end quote. A new Freedom of Information Act request revealed documents showing the raw hostility inside the FBI after the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. Jason Leopold, writing for Bloomberg. With the 2024 campaign heating up, it may seem like ages since FBI agents descended on Donald Trump's Palm Beach residence to search dozens of boxes of highly classified records. If the photographs of top secret documents, you know, that the FBI staged and set up and laid out and took photographs of and then leaked to the press, for which they could probably go to jail if anybody cared about the law, but never mind that. If the photographs, top secret documents stashed beside the former president's toilet, shall we go now to Joe Biden's garage and to the many offices that he stashed all those things in? But get a load of this. There is an FBI, the headline says agent, so I will assume that Chance Annette Morey, Chantanette Morey, presumably, according to Bloomberg, an FBI agent, and they got a hold of emails because of the Freedom of Information Act, right? And there were letters to the ombudsman from FBI employees, but listen to this. Chantanette Morey, shortly after the Mar-a-Lago search, wrote, did this really just happen? Am I dreaming? The FBI served a search warrant on a former president, wrote an incredulous FBI employee in an email that was sent to the FBI's acting ombudsman, Chansonette Morey, shortly after the Mar-a-Lago search, continuing, if he took documents, give him a call and ask him for them. Ask him to give them back. Like, seriously? My own agency? A bunch of Democrat political hacks up top? I've lost just about all faith in our leadership. This is the email from an FBI agent to the ombudsman, the acting ombudsman at the FBI at the time. Another FBI employee was even harsher, characterizing the Bureau as a banana republic, saying it's an embarrassment, and demanding answers to a series of questions. Now, the Bloomberg story is pretty interesting, and we live in Washington, D.C. I live in Washington, D.C., a very corrupt city where there's no accountability for the left because the left basically owns the bureaucracy, the entrenched, the dug-in bureaucracy is owned by the left. And they protect each other for being lefties, you know? Pretty amazing stuff. So a handful of records came from the FBI, little-known office of the ombudsman, division within the bureau where employees can confidentially raise concerns. That partially explains why the FBI cited a privacy exemption under the Freedom of Information Act to justify redacting the email sender's name. Still, the document showed that Morey, the ombudsman, forwarded the emails to Paul Abate, the FBI's deputy director. I just wanted you to be aware of the concerns slash comments our office has received regarding the search of former President Trump, Morey, the ombudsman, wrote when forwarding to the deputy director. Another FBI employee, I got to tell you, calling it an embarrassment, saying the FBI is a banana republic, saying that they've lost all faith and confidence in their own agency. And of course, none of this is made public until a Freedom of Information Act request, right? Because the Democrat Party. We live in a very corrupt country. We've got a very corrupt government. And I don't say that gleefully. I say that knowing that it's tragic that this has become the reality we have to deal with. Man, oh man. And it's all January 6th, January 6th. How about the three-day assault on the White House? No one was sentenced to a day in jail. The president was evacuated. The Church of the Presidents was set on fire. No one was sentenced to a day in jail. No one was charged with anything that brought them into court. But pay no attention to that. I remember the riots well at the White House, Lafayette Park. 180 injured police officers. The Church of the President set on fire. And liberals say, well, it wasn't an insurrection. Shall I go back to Merriam-Webster for you? Honestly, it's all okay because Democrats, and they love violence and they love crime. They love shooting and stabbing people. Amazing. Insurrection, an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. That's the definition. Every Democrat riot was an insurrection by that definition. An act or instance of revolting against civil authority, attacking the White House for 3 days, forcing the evacuation of the president and the first family. Insurrection? You bet your bottom dollar. Now, they're going crazy over one word, bloodbath, which can mean an economic disaster. Never mind that. And let's not forget the rhetoric that the Democrats enjoy so much. Let's go back to 2015. Former Republican turned Democrat Rick Wilson on President Trump running for the White House.
The donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
And that's a fact. You're going to have to put a bullet in Donald Trump. Michael Beschloss used to be a presidential historian. Now he's just a Democrat. He goes on MSDNC or CNN or whoever he goes on. Nobody watches. Doesn't make a lot of difference. But, you know, they feed off of each other. Michael Beschloss talking about the midterm elections when Donald Trump was president. And halfway through 2018, they were afraid that Republicans might take control of the Senate and the House.
What was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
Now, that is mental illness. You should be taken away in a straitjacket and gagged. Ball gag, I think, probably a ball gag. That's pretty amazing stuff. Your children are going to be killed. This is normal rhetoric for Democrats. Absolutely normal. And when, you know, he says they're going to be, he's Donald Trump on Saturday night in Ohio talking about the auto industry and China, Joe Biden's electric car mandate, the just looking down the line at the potential consequences, and correctly so, I believe, and sending up a flare saying, hey, auto industry, come on. Who are you going to vote for? These guys are going to murder the entire auto industry. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's a term that's used all the time. But the Democrats are constantly saying that democracy is on the line. Always democracy. Now, I mean, that kind of hysterical rhetoric, again, I would think leaves President Trump's Secret Service security detail very much on edge every day because of all the crazy people that they have. The Democrats, the violent criminals, that the assassins show up outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house, that suicide attacks on police in Washington, D.C., New York, Dallas, Baton Rouge. You got Democrats self-immolating now outside the Israeli embassy and at the Supreme Court. Just amazing stuff. Ayanna Pressley is a radical left-wing extremist and Islamist, a jihadi. She's anti-American, anti-capitalist, and a perfectly mainstream Democrat.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
Plenty of unrest, and needs to be unrest in the streets. Isn't she guaranteeing mob street political violence in perpetuity? Yes, she is. Johnny Depp plays dress up and make believe, and he's a drug-addled, semi-intelligent, womanizing, you know, perfect Democrat, really. He should buy Epstein Island, I think. Johnny Depp in 2017 with a crowd of faithful Democrats.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's been a while. And maybe it's time.
And, of course, we could go to that women's march with the pink hats. I'll keep it clean. And the Madonnas of the world and all that blowing up the White House. And you know, like international stars, singers and actresses talking about violence against the president, shooting him in the head, assassinating him, and of course, blowing up the White House.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes. I am outraged.
She's outraged.
Yes.
Yes.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
And the crowd went wild. The crowd always goes wild. They love violence. Violence is a left-wing thing. They're the party that gave us the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Joe Biden's buddy Robert Byrd, and more. For that matter, Richard Russell. And they named a Senate office building after him. But pay no attention to the Students for a Democratic Society, violent terrorist group, cop killers, armored car robbers, and they become friends of Barack Obama's in Chicago, William Ayers, Bernardine Dorn. The Weather Underground, the Symbionese Liberation Army kidnapping Patty Hearst and robbing banks and all that stuff. The Democrat Party is the party of terrorist organizations, of mob violence, of the 1968 convention, and look forward to violence at the Democratic Convention in Chicago this summer, too, because they're a very violent political party, aren't they? Bernie Moreno. Ba-ba-ba. Oh, yeah, this Bernie Moreno guy. Yeah, he was on the thing. Was he on CNN?
He was on Fox this morning.
Oh, I apologize. Bernie Moreno. He was on the Fox News channel this morning. Yeah, you're right. Let's take a quick one, and then we'll come back. And I've got a lot more on lots of other topics. Should Kamala Harris step aside? The Washington Post has a typist that thinks so. She's trying to save the Democrat Party. Joe Biden promoting crooked staffers because that's what they do. We've got Haiti and the southern border. The Democrats are really out to get us, and Elon Musk, I love Elon Musk, responding to Joe Scarborough. January 6th was not a bloodbath by any definition, although they did shoot and kill an unarmed woman. Ashley Babbitt was her name. Say her name. Elon Musk, January 6th was not a bloodbath by any definition, and Trump was referring to job losses in the auto industry when he used that word. Your post, Joe Scarborough, is extremely misleading. Well, that's what they pay him to do at NBC.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years, as you pointed out. It goes even farther back.
We can't take him, you know, look at what he's saying and think, oh, well, we're going to be accurate for this. We're going to say he was referring to the auto industry.
I love that one best. This woman on CNN says, well, you know, we could be accurate on this and say that he's talking about the auto industry, but we're not going to. We're just going to excise this one word, bloodbath, and we're going to lie to everybody about it because they're lying. That was Lion Sacagawea right there. That was, and that racist guy, that guy, amazing. Now, President Trump on Saturday in Ohio appeared with Bernie Moreno. Bernie Moreno is a Republican Senate candidate in the state of Ohio. He is an immigrant from Colombia. Became very successful in the United States, car dealerships and other things. And he gave a speech about how Americans want America to be first, not Mexico or Colombia or Venezuela or Haiti or Ukraine, but America to be first. And he was on, Bernie Moreno was on the Fox News Channel very early this morning. And I was watching for you.
You know, I would have been surprised if I wasn't running for office, but I've seen the incredible, disgusting dishonesty of the mainstream media. It's sick. The fact that they get away with it is an incredible problem.
It is.
He was obviously making a clear point, a true one, by the way, that if we allow the Chinese to build electric car factories in China and then move to have mandates here in America, our auto industry is gone. That's just a fact. The fact that the media twists that shows you what we're going to be up against over the next 7.5 months, as they know President Trump today would win, but they're going to try disinformation campaigns to try to see if they can change that. It's sad to see America devolve into a scenario where we have a very dishonest media.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. And that is, I think, the right choice, Bernie Moreno, for U.S. Senate in Ohio. And again, he's a Colombian immigrant, but he's a legal immigrant. So the Democrats want nothing to do with him. They just want gang members and knife-toting rapists and fentanyl smugglers and nursing student murderers because, oh, we've got another thing for you today. College campus students being asked, hey, do you know the name Lake and Riley? This is a pretty amazing clip that came out over the weekend I want to share with you as well. Because the propaganda dominance of the left in the United States of America is very important on election day and at all other times when you got your misguided nephew over to the dinner table for Easter and they're wrong about everything. It's barely even their fault, really. It's what they hear 1,000 times, and the fact that it's not true doesn't mean that they're not going to believe it if they hear it 1,000 times coming from authoritarian sources. I know I said authoritarian, and they're supposed to be authoritative sources, but in reality they're authoritarian sources because your Democrat Party isn't democratic. They're undemocratic. They're anti-democratic. They're anti-truth. They're pro-power. Yeah, that's coming up too. I've got a border update for you as well. And some Haiti news, because barbecue and the cannibals, they're coming here. They're going to be going to school with your daughter.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.